Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today we're going to discuss multi-level marketing and how that involves or can be an avenue of employment for you. For many years, there has been a misconception about multi-level marketing and its importance in the workplace. For many years, multi-level marketing was given a bad name and stigma because you had Amway who, when they first started, they proved that network marketing worked, but their way of drawing people to their meetings was very underhanded. They would, instead of inviting you to a meeting about a business opportunity with a product, they were promoting it as how you were going to make a lot of money and how you can grow your business. The problem is that when they did it, they drew people to meetings not telling them what the product was, so that you could end up going to a meeting two or three or four times, even though you had never signed up the first time and were not interested in that product because they hyped it up. Today, they have actually changed and they don't even use the name Amway because people have shied away from them. And what you're finding is that originally when companies like Mary Kay and Shaklee and Herbalife got started, they set up through network marketing programs, but what they did was their hype was to recruit, recruit, recruit. And if you reached up to a certain level within the business, you were making a good income, but if you didn't keep recruiting, then you ended up in a position where you were falling back down to the lowest level. So their way of having people being active in the business was to keep them active almost constantly so that you were constantly building, building, and building your business. Today, multi-level marketing has changed. Many of the companies who establish or use network marketing or multi-level marketing as a way of marketing their business understand that what they have done is limited. What they're saying is you hire or you encourage four or five people on your first level to and bring them in and train them thoroughly and teach them how to go out and present the product and help bring other people in who are interested in the product. And just remember, just because it's a product that you're out there selling does not mean that it's for everyone. So you have to be aware that not everyone would be a prospect. For instance, right now I'm with Inkscape Publishing, and there's two ways that I can make money with it. I can bring people in who I sponsor into the business, or I can sell the product directly to companies as a supplier, or I can even use the products with individuals that I work with in my counseling services. So it's a win-win situation all the way around with the product. Plus, because it's set up through network marketing, instead of their hiring people and putting them out there to sell the product, then what it allows them to do is to keep their prices low. So it is a proven method to help people have a business. And the thing is that the companies that set up the network marketing are very good at providing the training materials and the products that you need to really grow and expand your business. It's up to you to decide whether or not your products that you want or what it is that you want to market in multi-level marketing. it is a good concept. You just have to be aware that and I know that many network marketing or multi-level marketing companies tell you, write out a list of people who are your friends, your barber, your beautician, whatever, because they're saying they're your prospects. But you also have to remember, just because they say they're your prospects does not mean that this is a product for them. So you need to be aware and talk to people and get to know them first. Because if you're doing a health and wellness program, then someone who's in health and wellness automatically would be someone that could be a good prospect for you as a recruit with your business, because it's something they are going to be interested in. When I look at bringing in people for InScape Publishing, I'm not just going to look at everyone as a prospect, because it has to be people who have an HR, which is human resources background, who already are doing training with a company, and say if they lose their job because of their experience, they would be a good prospect because they already understand the need of these products. But if you're going to bring in someone who is a novice or doesn't understand the product, then it's going to be very difficult for them to sell. Let me go back and tell you a story. Several years ago, when InScape was still under Carlson Companies, what they had done was, instead of doing a 3-day training thoroughly teaching people how to use the profiles, how to do the assessments, how to evaluate the forms. What they did was they changed the format to where distributors could bring in anyone they wanted to. So a lot of teachers came into the business of HR because they felt that since they had been standing up in front of kids teaching the program, that it would be an easy transition for them into network marketing or into training, and they could make a lot of money. What happened was that a lot of people came into it for a nominal fee, like $150, and then they would get training on each specific product and how to use it and market it. But what happened was they did not really understand how to approach a company and talk to them about the product and their use of the product in their training department. Because what they were looking at was that they would come in and do train-the-trainer sessions and also be an outsource for the company. Now, a lot of companies in today's marketplace are outsourcing things like HR and training. So it's a good option if you already have an HR background to get into working with a product like InScape Publishing. But it's also something you need to be aware of is how good are you as a salesperson. And if you think about it, we're selling all the time, whether it's ourselves or when we go in and interview with the company, we are basically selling our skills. So if you understand how to talk to people as a individual selling yourself for a job, it would be hard to learn or to research a company, learn their needs, and be very proficient about it, that when you're discussing their needs, you can let them know that you really understand. And sometimes if you don't understand and they don't really know what their needs are, then one way you can help them is to maybe go out and do a survey and find out what the needs are based on what the employees are saying the needs are, because the employees have a better understanding of what the needs of the company are. What I would like to do is to take this time to invite you to visit my website, which is the number one, personalcareercoach.com, and there you can look over a lot of the InScape products and see if you need assessment profiles for yourself so that you can learn to communicate better or manage your time better. And if you have or you know any companies who can use these products for training, I would encourage you to let me know, because I offer a finder fee to anyone who refers clients to me. If you are someone who is looking for a job and you need assistance in understanding how to communicate better, then I can work with you and use these assessment profiles to help you understand your communication styles and how to communicate better, to present yourself with an employer. Now, back to what we were discussing with multi-level marketing. For years, it was the same thing with Amway and Herbalife and Mary Kay, and they offer incentives. But recently, a lot of new companies that have come up and you are opened up and gotten started use network marketing as a way of marketing their products, and they understand that recruit is not the way to go. That what they do is they have the different levels and they have the highest management levels. And it is best to understand exactly how long that company has been in business and what their bottom line is. And are they a growing company, especially in today's marketplace? If they are, then that's a company you may very well want to look at as a program. For instance, and the idea is the person who is recruiting you, you need to look at what is their track record in network marketing. For instance, I have been working with someone to help me with my nonprofit organization to get it started, and he has been in network marketing previously, and he had been with a company called ACN, which was a communications company, and I know it either changed names or gone out of business. But the idea is when you enter a network marketing program, know when it's the right time to enter and when it's about time to leave the company because they are getting ready to change a lot of their policies. And when you do it right, you can make a lot of money with that company. For instance, I have a lot of health issues now, and there are products out there that I could use or drink that would help me with some of the issues that I have. Now, those companies are in network marketing companies, so it would be a plus for me to look at that product as a viable product to look at as selling and also being a part of. And since it is a network marketing company, and for anyone that joins in the next week, it is free to join, then it would be a good option. And they have three different types of drinks, some that help people who have heart conditions, some who help people who have joint problems. And you just remember, it's something that you would not take, you drink a little bit at a time on a daily basis, and over time it will help you. You cannot look at having those results, expect to have those results immediately. But once you feel the good effects on it, then it's something you would like to promote to someone else and help them. And what you would do is you would have tasting parties and invite people to the tasting parties, and after the tasting parties, tell them what the opportunity is. And right now, the way they are doing it is binary. They are looking at having just two legs. So that if you have someone underneath you who is a go-getter and likes to talk to a lot of people and really believes in it, then they can really help you grow your organization exponentially on a continual basis and help you to grow, even if you only have one or two people directly underneath you and or that you have brought in yourself and you don't ever talk to anyone else again. But it's just a matter of picking the right people and understanding whether or not they are really interested in the product themselves. Because if they are really interested in the product, then they are very much going to be someone who's going to look at that as a very good opportunity for them in growing their business. So as you can see, if you are looking for a good way to be in business and help yourself, that is a good way to go in setting up a business. So you just need to look at what are your options and what are the things that really, really, really interest you in the business place. because you have a lot of options available to you. Because today we need to look at how are we going to start a business and how are we going to transfer our skills into the new workplace. Because there are only a limited number of jobs out there today. We are getting away from the big manufacturing. We are getting away from the offices who hire a lot of people. Even today, what companies are doing is they are just having, they're buying the software. They're buying the computers. And they're hiring people to work out of their home. So even if you do not want to do a network marketing program, there are other options for you. But you need to understand that the place of where you're working today has changed. There are no such thing as corporate jobs. So you're going to have to be aware of what are the things that you want to do and what is it that is your passion and how can you grow your business over time, because you cannot look at growing your business and making a lot of money immediately. And a lot of these companies today that have network marketing, they also have an opportunity, their own website where you can go and you can monitor what's happening with your products and your sales. You can help yourself to increase your income by understanding what's going on with the company, by learning all their policies and all of their potential needs. What you really want to do is, if you're not only in the health industry and wellness industry, but you're in other industries, there are other products out there that you can get into that are network marketing companies. I'm in one for in the HR field, and a lot of companies that have products today, they just want to keep their expenses low because they realize that the lower the less they charge for a product, the better their opportunity of making sales and keeping customers. And that is what you have to consider today when you're looking for a business or a business opportunity, is how will it help you grow as an individual, but also how will it help you to build your business on a long-term basis, and how can you increase your profit. And like I'm in Inkscape Publishing, right now I could probably bring in a lot of HR people who have lost jobs to become distributors with Inkscape because they are looking for an opportunity to work for themselves in some capacity. There are also things that I could do that could help people understand where they're going with their business and help them to grow their business. But what if it's in, say, a field that would have someone that has a different product? Today, what you have to do is you go on the internet and you Google and you research for different products that you want to sell and see if there's a network marketing company out there. Research the various companies and understand what their needs are and how much growth there is in the sale of that product and what the potential is. Because the marketplace today on where there is work has changed. We have now moved back to where we were 100 years ago, where we're actually becoming more and more entrepreneurs today. And I know that not everyone is an entrepreneur. So you just have to research and understand what your skills are and where your skills are the best and help yourself to grow that business in a way that will help you understand what it is that you're looking for in the business that you're in and how you can help yourself to grow and increase your income today. What I want to do is discuss another aspect of network marketing. Just think about it. Today, with so many people out of work and looking for opportunities, what you just need to do is go on places like Craigslist, and you can always post information on there about your business and what the business is and how you want to help other people to live a better life. And take and have them call you, do a presentation with them or a three-way call with them and with someone else, and then that will help them understand who or how they can get involved in that business and how they can get trained to help them grow their business to the point where they can build a business of their own. And the beauty of network marketing is that it's a way of being in business for yourself, but you're not by yourself because you have an upline that will help you to grow your business and to teach you how to build the skills you need to help train other people. So as you get into the higher levels from your income and the number of people down below you, then what will happen is it will help you to grow and expand your business. So think about the things that you can do to help you to increase your income today. What are things that you can do? Even if you work for someone in a company and you feel that company is not stable, that is the best time to get into network marketing because then it gives you an opportunity of growing your business without having to worry about paying your bills, because it can be a very lucrative income for you, and it can give you an option that if you end up where you can build up your income through network marketing to where it's more than what you're making working for someone else. And then that's when you can leave that job. But I do understand that some people have families, and for them it is very difficult to give up a guaranteed salary. But that's why it's important that while you're working, and especially in these unstable times, look at network marketing as a stable and viable option as an income for you. Just go on the internet and go and Google and find out what it is that you're passionate about, what types of products that you would be taking if you had the opportunity to, and find the results that it has helped you, and then take that, and when you find that, then you're going to want to talk to everyone you know and tell them about that product. And when you're doing that, then they may, and if they show an interest in the product and wanting to take it themselves, then that is someone who is a client that you would be looking at as someone who you can bring into the business. So what you just need to do is look for ways to help you look for an alternative for an income and a way to be in business for yourself, even though you're not in business by yourself. That is the biggest draw to being involved with network marketing. What I would like to do is discuss some different products and things that you can look for. We all know about Amway. Well, Amway is now called, they've changed their name to Global something. And we all know that Herbalife is out there. It's been out there for years. Mary Kay is out there as an option. Mary Kay started in the 1950s because there were few options for women for self-employment. And women, you know, the biggest thing that women wanted was makeup. And you could work in beauty parlors and come in and do the facials and do the makeovers. You see that today in department stores. What they do is they have the makeup artist there to help you decide what product it is that you want to buy. They have found that by putting it on someone's face, and then when you're in a group of people, then what happens is when one person buys, then someone else buys, and someone else buys, and someone else buys. This gives you the opportunity to build and grow your business, to look for options available to you, to help you plan your business, and give you options on things to do to help you grow and expand the things that you would like to do on a business level. What I would like to do is get into detail about some of the different products and their management plan. Now, certain companies have done it in such a way as to make it easy for you to build a business and increase your the levels and the incentives on the things that you get when you reach those levels. And even if you're not a go-getter as far as bringing other people in, but if you bring one or two people in who are go-getters, or somewhere down the line, the two people that you've brought in or the third person that you brought in happens to be in touch with someone who they know has been in network marketing previously and done it very good, then that is an option that you need to consider. Now, many companies are doing things through commission. And if you look at the internet, that is a very big growth industry today. So what I want to do is tell you about a product or a company that's called localadlink.com. And what they are doing is allowing people who have a brick and mortar business who do not have a website to allow them to build their business online by having an advertisement, because they can help you to get a higher ranking in the marketplace. And then if you already have a website, then what they do is they help you with the growth of that business. What I want to do is to discuss some of the things that you can do with these products and how it can help you to expand what business you do have, because even though this is not a network marketing company per se, if you sell at least $1,000 in products or in ads, then it becomes an avenue for you to look at as a way of bringing other people in and making overrides on what they do. And the reason I'm going into discussing what these different packages are is because I feel that they are something that is needed by people who do not have a business online, because simple reason. If you don't have a business online today, then if you have a brick and mortar business but you do not have a business online, or you not have a presence online, then you're losing out, because more and more people are advertising online today. And more people are going online to do research for products. So if you're not up there and you don't have a high ranking on the internet, then what you're going to do is you're going to create a problem for yourself down the line. So what I want to do is give you some of the different packages that are available through LocalAdLink. LocalAdLink offers a variety of advertising packages to fit your business needs. Start with a free listing simply to become a part of the directory, or purchase the premium package with all of the LocalAdLink premium features, including real-time analysis to track the effectiveness of your advertising dollars. We do the rest. Now, the free package, you get a free listing in our directory and start marketing your business online. Your free listing will add you into our database of over 14 million businesses nationwide that is quickly becoming the biggest local ad network on the World Wide Web. The basic package today is $49.95 per month. The basic listing, it includes the basic, it's a business listing on localadlink.com. What you get are your business details, your website link, your featured business status, which is listing features, which helps you to be featured higher on the search engine results. The ability to upload one image that is rotated in a, in your spotlight visit, and you can target three zip codes. You add two search terms. Your listing is pushed out to the web and displayed on the biggest websites, search engines, and social sites on the internet. You add coverage. Your ad coverage is limited to people in the three zip codes that you choose. Now, the next one would be the standard package, and that is $99.95. Now, let me just back up that at the end of this month and the beginning of March, the basic package that is now $49.95 will increase to $69.95. So as you can see, if it, you really want this, this is something you need to consider today because you want to get in before the packages go up in price. The standard package is $99.95 per month. And this includes business details, website link, featured business, which is linked higher in this on the search engine results, the ability to upload multiple photos to a gallery. This is an added bonus to it. This is why you want to look at the higher package, that instead of having three, having just an image of yourself or a one picture, you can have multiple photos. You target, instead of three, you can target 10 zip codes. You will add two search terms, the ability to create and upload coupons. Also, as you see, if you have a product that you want to sell, but you want to offer a coupon as a discount, then that is something that you can do with this package. You can also upload and show videos. Your listing is pushed out to the World Wide Web, displayed on the biggest websites, search engine, and social sites on the internet. The ad coverage is limited to people in the 10 zip codes of the area that you have chosen. Now, the premium package is $199.95. Let me back up. The standard package right now is $99.95. And in March, it will increase to $149.95. So that's an increase of $50. So the best thing to do is go on and get into it now so you keep your price at the lower level. The premium package right now is $199.95 per month, and it will go up to $249.95. Now, in this one, you get business details. You get a website link. You get a featured business status, which is the list. It helps you to get a higher listing in the search engine results, the ability to upload multiple photos to your gallery. Plus, in this one, you target 50 zip codes, and you add three search terms, the ability to create and upload coupons, the ability to upload and show videos. The business tagline stands out because it is in red lettering. So if you want something to stand out, remember, you have a tagline that you want people to remember, then it is in red lettering. And your listing is pushed out to the World Wide Web. It's displayed on the biggest websites, search engines, and social sites on the internet. The ad coverage is limited to people in the 50 zip codes that you have chosen. So as you can see, there is an advantage to signing up for this now. If you would like to sign up for this, you just need to contact me, and my contact number is 678-462-1170. If you are a brick-and-mortar business and do not have a presence on the internet, this is a good way to get a presence on the internet right now. So think of it as a viable option to you. And then if it is something that you find that you can utilize if you have your own website or you know someone who is looking for a job and is good in sales, then they can come in as an into the business, and they can go out and earn an income on commissions on selling these products. And also, after they've sold $1,000 in ads, then they can build a downline, and they can get overrides on it. It's not a true network marketing company, but it does use some of the same network marketing techniques. So it is something that you need to look at as a viable option on two fronts, because you're looking for someone that's a product that will really help you grow your business and get it in front of more eyes, because the more people you get your product in front of, the better your chance of selling your product. And what are some things that you can do that can help you expand the current business that you do have? Today, we need to look for every option that we can in growing a business that we have. So if that is not an option for you, then and you are looking for a job, there are jobs out there, but you do have to turn around and think about what is a real job today. People have an image of a real job as going to work for a corporation where they're paid a certain salary and they get the benefits like health and dental and life insurance, but those jobs don't really exist today, and we need more flexible time. Being in multi-level marketing companies helps you to have an income, to grow a business, and also to network with people. And what people forget is not only are we looking at marketing offline and as well as online, and some of the offline things that you would consider is groups like Power Core or Leads Clubs, because they only have one person in each field in a particular selling a particular product. So when you go in there, you give a 3-minute presentation on what your product is and who you're looking for as a customer and who would be a good prospect for you. This is a good way to grow your business offline, and online you need to look at, if not having a website, being involved with a company where they have a website and you are a part of it just because you are selling their product. This allows you to send people to a website where they can purchase the product immediately without having to wait for you to get on the phone. This is also a way to give you many different options on having a business. Today, when you look at employment, you need to consider all the options that you have available to you. And you need to look for ways to grow that business that you have. What I also want to discuss is some other companies out there that you can look at as an option for growing a business today. There are many things that you can do and you need to think about as an option for a business. If you are working part-time somewhere, and many people today are going to different job fairs looking for a job, and they're looking for that same old traditional job that just does not exist today, because the skills that we have today have been translated. And this is something that I want to reiterate. Jobs that existed 10 years ago do not exist today. Jobs that existed today did not exist 10 years ago. And there are jobs that will exist in the future that have not been invented yet. And that is an important aspect of thinking about what the job market is, because you have skills today that you did in a brick and mortar place that can translate into working on the internet. And there are many instances and stories that I can tell you of people who have lost their jobs that have turned around and created an opportunity for themselves in the workplace. Several months ago, I had to have someone come and clean and optimize my computer. And in doing so, while he was there working on it, I talked to him. And what happened was he was laid off by Earthlink, when they did their big downsizing of 60,000 employees. Initially, he was going to go out and look for another job, but then he thought a minute and he realized he had the skills to create his own employment opportunities and create his own job. What he did was he went and he decided to design websites. Website design is a relatively new field in employment, and it's something that people who have who can be creative and know how to do artists or graphic designers have become web designers today, because putting up a website is not just the scripture that you have in it. It's the pictures. It's knowing how to do it in such a way that it's clean and it's easy for people to read. It's easy for people to follow. It's easy for people to find out the information that they need to help them grow their business. Now, what has happened is it's many times people will decide, well, they'll do their own website, and they take these little mini courses of people that are advertising how they are gurus on internet marketing, and they can teach you how to do a website. Well, that's great, but if that's not your expertise, then you're not going to be very successful on it. Now, let me back up. This guy that I was talking about that did the web design, what he also did was part of his job with Earthlink was to keep up their computers and keep them optimized. So what he did, because he got tired of sitting in the house all day, was that he went on Craigslist and he posted himself as being able to help people with their computers to clean and optimize them. And what he did was he had people calling him, and he would, between 9:30 and midnight, he would go and he'd be working, and sometimes he'd be at a client's home 2 or 3 hours. So he had like 3 or 4 clients that he would visit in a day, and he would charge $50 if you were in a certain distance, or $65 if you were beyond that distance. So if you figure that he had at least $2 at $50, that's $100, that's $2 at $65, that's $130. So he made $230 a day, and he did this 6 days a week. So multiply that by 6, and you can see he was making a substantial income for himself. Then what happened was he also met someone who was a plumber. The plumber was working for a company, and the owner died, and he was not getting along with the son, so he lost his job. So what what my web designer did, or my guy that cleaned my computer and optimized it, he decided that what he would do is he would build a website for this plumber and also market him. So they had a 65-35 split. So as you can see, he looked at his skills, he created an income for himself, and he didn't have to worry about whether or not he was going to lose his home. And what you need to do maybe is network marketing is not for you, is to look at a product or look at yourself, look at your skills, look at what you have as a passion that you would do even if you could afford to and do it for free. And look at a way at how you can make an income doing it. A lot of the people who are creative, who design jewelry, they create an income for themselves by going to festivals. If there is a company that is looking for independent contractors and you want to learn more about a field, it is a good way to learn the skills that you need to learn to sell that product by working with them. You can go on the internet and you can look and research for different websites, because many websites, they are looking for people to work with them as an affiliate. As an affiliate, you help market their products. The thing is, you want to look at what it is that is your passion and how can you take that and build it into a successful business, whether it's network marketing or multi-level marketing, or whether it's your own product and having someone help you sell your products. Because everyone needs a sales force, but you don't have to have a brick and mortar place where you have your products displayed, because many a times what we have done is we have moved from the manufacturing age into the information age. And what we are selling is information. So that's not something that you can really sell from a brick and mortar store, but you can sell from a storefront on the internet, which is your website. And remember, whenever you have a website, you should always have it as something that is always making money for you. So there are lots of things that I want you to consider. Also, I want to invite you to visit my website, which is onepersonalcareercoach.com. If you need to learn the communication skills, if you need to learn how to work as a team, if you need to understand how to listen better so that you can understand what someone else's needs are and be proficient in telling them how you can help them and benefit them with your product, then this may be something that you might be considering. And if you need help in how to grow your business online, that is also something that I can help you with. I also want to remind you that I am in the process of setting up a teleseminar that is free that will help you to decide whether or not being in business for yourself and what product you want to sell is an option for you. What you need to do is go to the number one, personalcareercoach.com, and look also at the articles that I have written, because I have written several articles on teaching people how you can have your own business online, or how you can look at it, or how you can even think about different things that can help you with your business. If you already have a brick and mortar business and you need help in marketing online, then you can contact me at 678-462-1170, because Local Ad Link also helps you to get a presence online and help you increase the ranking of your website. If you already have a website, it gives you an option of putting some pictures up there of different products to help you sell your products if you don't already have a presence online. If you do have a presence online, then it helps to link it to your website so that people can come to your website and purchase from you. It's all about bringing traffic to your store. Brick and mortar people have to think of ways to do that, but they don't always think of advertising as an option to do that on the internet. And that's very much an important aspect of what you need to look for today when you are looking at expanding your business and bringing traffic. Because it's not just bringing traffic to your website, it's bringing traffic to your store. And today, people are very careful about their money, and they're not spending it as wildly as they did a few years ago. So you have to look for ways to entice people into your store. Once you get them into your physical store, then it's up to you to communicate with them in a way that can help and read them and understand what their hot buttons are. If you understand what their hot buttons are, then it can help you to expand and make more sales. And usually understanding someone's hot buttons is understanding how they communicate, because some people are very detail-oriented and they want all the questions answered before they buy. Some people, if they realize it could benefit them in some way, then they're going to buy it immediately. But they are also going, but they and if you sit there and try to give them detail, you are going to lose them as a customer, because they just want to know what's the bottom line, what is it going to cost me. When you look at those things as an option, then it helps you to increase your traffic. It helps you to increase your business. And what I would like to finish off with is to go back to network marketing and multi-level marketing. That is done through word-of-mouth advertising. They do not do advertising per se through traditional marketing or even on the internet. But if you have someone who is in your downline and they are using your product, or if you are using your product and you really love that product, then what you will do is you will talk to as many people as you can about it, because you really want to help them out and help them to feel as good as you do. And when you can show them the benefits of it by sitting down and talking to them, then they become a customer. And you very well may look at someone as a customer first and have them get to know them and build a relationship with them. Once you've built that relationship with them, then they become your friend for life. And they very well become even a partner in your business for life. So that is the one advantage of network marketing as an option for employment in today's marketplace, is that you are in business for yourself, but you are not in business alone, because your upline, your sponsor will help you. The company will help you with training on the different products. They will help you to expand, because they really want people who are successful in the business to help them grow the business. So if they don't train you thoroughly, then you don't understand that product and you don't understand how to sell it or its benefits, then what happens is you don't know how to present it to the next person. But if it's something that it's a product that you are very passionate about and really believe in, then it becomes something that you would turn around and talk to your friends, to your neighbors, to anyone that you know, and it becomes a product that you really want to sell. So what are the things that you can do that can really help you to grow that business and expand your outlook on life and increase your income? There are many options to you, but you still have to go on the internet and do the research, because if you do the right research, then you will find something that will really help you to increase your income. And it's also a way to create a career for yourself, because many a times people don't understand what a career is. A career is looking at a field or something that you really want to do. When we go to college, do we not think about what field we're in, whether it's the medical field or whether it's in sales or it's business? Today, even no matter what field you go into, you're going to have to take a business course, because we have now gone back to the small businessman. And when you think about it, that's where business is today. We have come 180 degrees from where we were at the beginning of the 20th century. We are now going back to small businessman. But whereas at the 20th century, they took their wares and they put it on push carts and went on street corners to sell it, today we are on the internet and we are selling our products and services. And you also have to look at having multiple streams of income, because today when everything goes in cycles in what they're selling and what you are buying. So what may be selling today may not be selling tomorrow. So you need to look at what are the different products that you can sell. So that may be where you would also look at your affiliate programs, just as well as your network marketing programs. And think about things that you can do to help you increase your income as you grow your business. For me, as an Inscape distributor, I have multiple streams of income just from that one product alone. I can work with individuals using the assessment profiles for coaching to help them make changes in their personal life. I can sell it to companies so that the companies can use it for training to improve the relationships between the employees. And I can also bring in other people as distributors who would be looking at selling those products. So as you can see, whereas I would sell, use the products and sell them myself, I can also be earning overrides. That's why it's important to look at how companies are selling their products today. Most of it is commission, yes. There's very few jobs today that are straight salary. The companies that used to hire people on salary, they're not hiring people today. The issues that we are dealing with is that we have an older generation, which is the baby boomer generation or the mature generation, who did not grow up being a part of the generation where computers were a part of it and doing research on the computer and using the cell phone. They've adapted to it, but they haven't adapted to it in a way to understand how the workplace and the marketplace has changed to move us into that arena of working from home. So it's really learning to change your head and your mindset and where you are today and where you plan to be in the future. It is also an option of how are you going to grow that business and make it viable to help you expand what it is that you plan on doing in the future, and how are you going to make things and create an income for yourself. Having multi-level marketing is one option. Being an affiliate is another option. But the thing is, if you have a passion that you really enjoy doing, that is something that no matter what it is, you would be doing it no matter what. So you need to look at that as an option for you and some of the things that you would do and how you would turn around and use that to build your business and where it is you expect to be in the future. What you also may want to look at is some of the things that you would be doing on an ongoing basis and how you can create an income for yourself in that arena. And what I also want to do is to help you grow your business in the future. So remember, you can always contact me. And my contact is to go on my website and look at it and decide whether or not that is something that you want to look at as an option for yourself. And then I want you to think of some things that you can do that will help you to expand where it is that you want to be as a business person. Because when you consider all of those things, then it will help you to decide what it is that you want to do in the future and how you are going to take that and build on it. Now, what I also want to do is to invite you to come back next week when we talk about hidden secrets, making millions on the internet working from home. And the importance of understanding that is that, as we were talking about, that you need to look at things that you can do that can really help you expand your options in the workplace and how you can help and make it all work for yourself and grow your business. And I want to sign off by reminding you that you can visit my website, and that website is onepersonalcareercoach.com. We can help you to expand your business and grow that business on a basis that will help you to become self-employed and to have a business you can grow and build on in the future. I also want to remind you that if you are interested in advertising on the internet, if you do not already have a presence on the internet, that you can contact me at 678-462-1170. And I want to take this time to thank you for listening to my show and invite you to come back next week. Again, next week our topic is Hidden Secrets, Making Millions on the Internet Working from Home. And let me give you a little overview. What I will do is discuss ways that you can research a business that you would like to have and how to grow that business.